Previously on Family.
Where is Hamza?
My family members need to learn to respect my decisions.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. It's easy to apologize, but remember, action speaks louder than words.
How could you just spring this one on me? Oh, you know, I doesn't eat mortuary food.
What the? Is it really her?
Nadeem sits across Amina, enjoying the last bite of his breakfast. Amina stares absently at the slice of toast in front of her.
So, I was thinking, would you like to visit my parents today? It's been a while since they arrived and we haven't even welcomed them yet.
Have they moved into their apartment yet?
Not yet, but if all goes well, they should be in by tonight.
Well, I have no intention of visiting them while they're staying in Junaid's house. My nerves simply cannot bear his wife's snarky comments. We'll take them out for lunch or something if we have to.
You know, it's been a few years now. Don't you think it's time this little tiff between you and Farida stops? I mean, do you even remember what it's about?
Yes, as clearly as our wedding day. You know, it's easy for you to say move on, Nadeem. It wasn't your life she ruined as a new bride, was it? Farida was the mother-in-law that traumatized me in ways that I cannot forget when we first got married.
You know, to this day, you've never told me what it is that she did to you.
Things that still make me shudder to think about it, let alone speak about it. I can only hope it doesn't come back to bite her.
Amina, it won't. She apologized, and I thought you forgave her by now.
A woman may forgive, Nadeem, but she almost never forgets.
While Amina might be holding on to the pain of the past, Farida is too relieved to focus on anything other than the wonderful fact that she'll once again have her home all to herself. Thanks to Safiya's and Nadira's efforts, Adam, Hawa, and Hamza can now move into their new home.
Take these cakes with you, Junes. My pa can snack on it in the apartment.
Wow, that's very generous of you. What's the occasion, Fari?
Need you ask? I finally get to have my husband and my space to all myself again. After just one night.
You see, I told you, didn't I? It wouldn't be for long.
Alhamdulillah. It was just for one night. Your sister is a star.
Wait, say that again so that I can record it.
Their conversation is interrupted as Adam and Hawa come to thank and greet Farida while Hamza loads the last of their luggage into Junaid's car.
Farida, jazakallah for everything. You must come visit me. In fact, Junaid?
Gee, Ma.
Tell the rest of our family that every Sunday lunch will be by us. You can put it in that WhatsApp group of yours, okay?
WhatsApp, Ma. Okay. I'll pass on the message, but I don't know whether they'll come or not.
Tell everyone I don't want any excuses. And Farida, bring that granddaughter of mine with you. Ever since she got married, she forgot her grandparents exist. She hasn't phoned me once since then, you know?
Ma, you know how it is when you're newly married. Child keeps her so happy that she hardly comes home. But we don't complain. As long as they happy, we happy. Isn't it?
Yes, but we must teach our daughters and sons to maintain family ties. Farida, even if they're happily married, you can't forget your elders just because you're happy. Who will be there for you when you said, then?
Gee, Ma, I'll tell her to come visit you in person. Inshallah.
Yes, Farida, remember.
Autumn turns to greet Farida. when Hamza can be heard greeting someone in the driveway. He walks in after a few minutes, carrying a pink suitcase in his hand, followed by a beautiful young lady.
Ooh, look which flower the wind blew in.
Zahra! Oh, I should have made dua for something else.
Zahra, what a surprise! What are you doing here, my child?
Assalamu alaikum, Daddy. It's so nice to see you.
Oh, my baby. You're still as beautiful as ever. How are you, my child?
Oh, I'm well, Daddy.
Junaid looks at his daughter carefully.
Zah, where's Shahid?
Oh, some urgent work came up and he has to rush to Cape Town there. So he said he'll drop me off here for a few days, if you don't mind.
Of course we don't mind, Zah. It will be lovely to have you here. Why don't you just go put your things in your room quickly, and then you can come with me to drop off Daddy and them in the new apartment.
No, it's okay. I'm still a bit sleepy. I'm going to give it a miss, if that's okay. I'll see Daddy and them again soon.
Junaid allows his daughter to stay at home and rest, wondering if there's more to her unexpected visits. As he leaves the house with his parents and Hamza, he whispers to Farida.
Zai is looking a bit pale. Do you think we might be grandparents soon?
Junes, I didn't really notice, but she has put on some weight, which is unusual. Zai hates getting fat. Oh, I'll speak to her once she's rested. How wonderful if we are.
Safiya opens her eyes later than usual. The spring cleaning seems to have taken its toll as she relaxes on her bed, feeling rather exhausted. She takes notice that Adil is still asleep next to her. A wave of unease overtakes her as she recalls his strange behavior last night. She knew very well that he hadn't forgotten his phone, but she had to make an excuse for his rude behavior in front of Nadira.
What got into him?
Safiya gets out of bed and goes to the bathroom. When she returns, Adil is finally awake. He's staring up at the ceiling and doesn't notice her entrance.
You're finally awake, sleepyhead.
Look who's talking, Sleeping Beauty. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Alhamdulillah, and you?
I'm exhausted. I have no idea how Nadira does this every day for a living. I'd die if I was her.
Safiya notices Adil Stefan at the mansion of Nadira, and her curiosity is set ablaze once again.
You seem surprised to see her last night. Do you know her from somewhere?
Nah, not really. I might have seen her at work. You know how many clients we get? It's hard to remember everyone. Although they look familiar.
Oh, and were you okay? You rushed off so unexpectedly, and by the time I got home, you were asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sufs. I just felt gnarled, and I didn't want to mess up all your hard work, so I rushed off.
Oh dear, are you feeling okay? Or should I take you to a doctor?
No, I'll be fine. Must have been something I ate. Don't worry too much about me, Sufs. I'll be okay. I'm just so sorry I let you down last night.
Don't be silly. You know how I forgive you.
Although Safiya sincerely forgives Adil for not staying to help her, she cannot shake the feeling that there's more to this than what he's telling her. She then waits until much later when he's out of the house and then gives Nadira a call.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Nad. How are you? Thanks again for all your help. I still need to settle my account with you.
No, please don't be ridiculous. Consider it my housewarming gift to your parents, okay?
That's awfully kind of you, Nad. Jazakallah. But at least, let me treat you to lunch as a token of my appreciation. I insist.
Do I have a choice?
See you tomorrow then.
Since Adam and Hawa left, Mariko doesn't feel the same for Poppy and Kader. Where they could once simply take a walk to meet their dear neighbors, they now have to suffice with a phone call. Poppy pass this card until he tells her absolutely everything about Hamza.
So, you told Hamza I'd take care of Kate?
Gee, my Jalebi.
But you're only telling me this now.
When else was I supposed to tell you?
Carter, you've taken on a huge responsibility on my behalf. Did Hamza tell you whether Kate has already accepted Islam? Do her parents know anything about all of this?
Poppy, Hamza is going to a city where he will be spoiled for choice in finding a wife. Do you think he will even come back for Kate? Besides, do you think Kate will really wait for him?
Kader, it's not just about whether Hamza and Kate get married, you know. If Kate's really interested in Islam, it's our duty to teach her all we can. We can't just forget about her and leave her alone.
Ah, that's my Jalebi. Always thinking ahead. Well, there's only one way to find out about Kate. Come, we'll go pay the Fanikex a visit.
Carter and Poppy make their way to Adam's old shop. Carter engages Mr. Fanikek in conversation while Poppy talks to Kate.
And Poppy, Hamza told me so much about you. All good, I hope. Nothing but good. Before he left, he told me to come to you if I have any questions about Islam, and that you'd be happy to help me. Yes, and I've come to tell you myself, Kate, if you need any assistance at all, I'd be happy to help. There are a few more things I'd love to learn about, so I'll try and stop by a little later, Aunt Poppy, if I may. Sure. Of course you may, Kate.
As Poppy and Carter wave goodbye to the funny cakes, Poppy earnestly confesses.
Now I understand why Hamza liked her. Well, only time will tell where this goes.
The thought of becoming a grandfather adds a spring to Junaid's step, and he cannot wait to return home and find out if his hopes are being fulfilled. He enters the house with a cheerful greeting and makes his way to the kitchen.
Fari, sir, I'm home.
The house seems unusually quiet, and Junaid is taken aback when Farida approaches him with a tear-stained face.
Junaid?
Fari, what's wrong? Where's Zah?
Junaid, something terrible. Something terrible has happened.
Farida, what happened? What's wrong, Farida? Tell me what happened.
What is it that suddenly turned Farida's joy into sorrow? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
هي فطرة الله بها يلتف.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, it is the drama series Family here on Radio Islam International. With me, Mawlana Habib Bobat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana Yusuf. And today, more lessons coming to the fore. We see that the kind of cold shoulder the daughters-in-law were given the mother-in-law and the father-in-law. It's never an easy situation settling down with your in-laws close to you after enjoying the privacy and after enjoying staying alone with your family and kind of like getting comfortable in your own circle.
See, it's a tricky one, this particular relationship, the daughters-in-law and the mother-in-law, because I think the solution, if there is a solution, some might be listening and saying no, there's no solution for it, but if there is a solution, I think it's compromise. I think every party, on the one hand, the daughter-in-law or daughters-in-law could play a part. On the other hand, the husband, in our situation, Junaid and Nadim, they also need to understand that Hawa and Adam might be their parents, but it's not their wife's parents. And even though their wives obviously will have that love for their in-laws, but at the end of the day, it's not a parent and daughter love. So they need to understand us. And on the other hand, the parents also need to understand that they're working, they got a bit of a difficult, full schedule. They shouldn't become too much dependent on them.
So that's where the challenge lies, because they are not connected by blood. They are now coming into contact with each other because of the child their child, the son or the daughter, whoever it may be. So we saw in this episode, Malala Yusuf, that Farida was excited and finally relieved at discovering the fact that they are now going to move out and their apartment is ready. Finally, I get my space. Finally, I get my privacy. So what we highlight in today is that some of the challenges that lie in our community in terms of looking after the elderly people. It's never easy, especially when you don't have a supporting partner. And those homes, Malani, so we must mention here, where the daughters-in-law are playing a supportive role while looking after the in-laws, we must acknowledge them. They are doing a wonderful job. So we're just trying to highlight the different scenarios in our community today.
Gee, that is true. You don't. I don't think it would be fair to make any blanket ruling. Many people would say, yeah, today's daughters-in-law is like this and like that. You cannot make a blanket ruling, just like how you would get feuds. You'd also get those situations where, you know, the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law gets along very good. But like I said from the start, it's a very unique relationship that when we have here, when we speak of a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. And as you will see in this drama series, I mean, today you've seen some of it, but as we go through, you'll see it will unfold more. Whether it unfolds in a positive manner or in a negative manner, of course, I'm not going to tell you that now. We'll have to wait and listen and see what happens. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ولحكمة قد أوجد الأرض.